KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. And our guest is Josh Ritter, who plays tonight at ACL Live at the Moody Theater with his band, the Royal City Band. But today we just have Josh and his guitar, and that's cool because we get a different slant on the music. Thanks for being here, Josh.
Thank you for having me, Jody.
This is really nice. You know, having you solo with your guitar, wasn't there a time a few years ago when you reissued a couple of your records and you had the album reissue and then, like, you did the whole album solo?
Yeah. It's like, I started, you know, when I first picked up the guitar, I was just me in my room, and for a while, that's how it was. And I think that you know, usually a song should be able to stand on its own 2 feet, you know, and so I thought it would be good to, and fun and good for me to try and record all the songs to, you know, as solo pieces. Yeah.
So when you're out on the road with the Royal City Band, do you have these little radio station visits and other things where you deconstruct the songs and have another way to look at them?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good for me. You know, I love playing with my band. Is one of the highlights of my life. I like wake up in the morning happy to be playing, and but a chance to play on my own is something that I really hold on tightly to.
Well, we're glad to have you. What do you have, a Gibson guitar?
Yeah.
Josh Ritter's here. He's got a really nice Gibson guitar, which you will be able to see ultimately because our audio-visual team is here filming. And Josh and the Royal City Band tonight at ACL Live, but Josh Ritter here solo. The new album is Gathering. And what song do you want to do first?
Well, I think I'll start with Feels Like Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Little rooster out on the front porch crowing. Here comes the storm like a big rig rolling. Here comes the storm like a big rig flying. Heavy loaded down fit to split the sky in. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love when, whoa, it feels like lightning. I'm out in the open and the wind starts blowing. I don't know any which way I'm going. I don't know any which way I'm bound. I used to be laughing, but I ain't laughing now. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love when, whoa, it feels like lightning. With cherry blossoms sweet with smoke and Venus blazing above the yoke, I thought I knew all that there was to know. With the bluebirds flying high above and God in his heaven wherever that was, and the sun was on the face of the buffalo. Out across the fields of the thunderheads gathering, clouds all turned to the color of a cavern. Dust devil spinning around a hollow sound. They used to be laughing but they ain't laughing now. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love and whoa, feels like lightning. Kind of storm for chasing. It's gonna catch up to you now, slow or racing. It's gonna catch up to you now, by and by. It's gonna make you feel good, gonna make you cry. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love when, oh, it feels like. Oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love when, oh, feels like lightning. Feels like lightning.
Ah, oh, nicely done. Josh Ritter, live on KUTX. Feels Like Lightning. The full studio version of that can be heard on Josh's latest album, Gathering. And you can hear Josh and the Royal City Band tonight at the Moody Theater. So you're originally from Idaho, came up in Ohio, but you're living in upstate New York now?
Yeah, I actually live in Brooklyn now. Yeah.
Oh, you moved into the city.
I can't stop moving.
It's hard when you live, I mean, I'm a New Yorker, when you live upstate and you have to do business in the city, it's kind of hard to make that trek a lot.
I never realized this, but upstate New York is permanently at 20 degrees. So the coffee's a long ways. So I'm happy in Brooklyn. It's great.
And you're warm in Austin today.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing the warm weather.
Yeah, the rest of us are chilly, by the way. I mentioned the Royal City Band, and we talked a little bit about them. You had another band, the Love Cannon String Band.
Yeah.
Do some of the members from that first band, did they morph into the Royal City Band?
Well, Royal City Band is four guys who I've been lucky enough to play with, some of them for almost 18 years and in various projects. You know, Love Cannon was a band started by Zach, my bass player, and originally they specialized in bluegrass versions of 80s songs, you know, and it had to be recorded in the 80s. So I heard them and I thought that was just amazing. And I was like, I want bluegrass 80s music on my stuff. I'm no fool.
Josh Ritter's been making records since 1999. I first came to your music in about 2003. Joan Baez recorded one of your songs called Wings, and she's been a champion of yours.
Yeah.
And as you know, Joan is making a final record and a final run on the road and then taking a break.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Which she deserves. Is she doing another one of your songs on this final record?
Yeah, she's doing a couple.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm really excited about, you know, like to... You know, it's the greatest compliment you can get when somebody covers a song, I think. But and you know, Joan being you know a voice in the American water, it's truly an honor. She's an amazing person, you know.
Truly,
you know, like she's just the funniest person. I love her.
And I went to see Bob Weir last year, and I think it was the Campfire Band, I forget, but he was doing songs from his album Blue Mountain, which I think is just incredible. And it was after I saw the show and after I'd listened to the record that then I looked at the credits and saw that you'd written about a half dozen songs and co-wrote a bunch of others. How did that relationship come about?
That came about, luckily, like, you know, through another member of Royal City Band, Josh Kaufman, my guitar player, who works on all kinds of projects and had worked on the Day of the Dead album and had gotten to know Bob. And Bob had been telling him, you know, I want to make a record of like that reminds me of what it was like when I was before the Dead, when I was working as a ranch hand in Wyoming, and he'd heard all this music in the bunkhouses, and it had gotten in there and into his mind and had been sitting there for a while, and he told Josh this, and Josh told me, and I was sitting in a airport, and I wrote a couple songs on the plane and sent them to him when I got off, and you know, just because I, you know, the idea of getting to work with someone like Bob, who's you know, music has informed so much of the music that I do, is great, and Bob liked what he saw, and that's how we kind of got started, and from there, it was really you know working on stuff all the time, and sending it to him, and meeting him sometimes in the studio, and you know, it was a fantastic project to be involved in, you know.
It's a wonderful record. It stands with the best of Bob's work, and he sings on your new album.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah.
The coolness factor is just, and I mean that in the best way.
Yeah.
You know, because he's so wonderful, such a great musician, and so you're collaborating with wonderful people, and Josh Ritter again tonight at the Moody Theater. So over the years, you know, you had a novel come out about, I don't know, 6 years ago. And
yeah.
You do artwork, and do you find, well, if you're writing a couple songs on a plane, you probably do find time to still write and do art and stuff.
Well, I love that, like, I try and, like, not only do I need to, I just, it's like, I think of it as, like, something that just has to, you know, it's gotta come out, and whatever way it does, you know, songs are my life's work, but when you know, some days you just don't want to pick up a guitar, you want to do something else, and the novel was a chance to go inside the world of writing in a new way that I hadn't done before, and painting has always been something that just makes me quiet and just quiets my mind down. I think that a lot of times with me, like, art is a form of self-medication, you know, it's what gets me through, like, you know, whatever should be the interior demon that day, you know, that there's a type of art that can help you assuage it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't make the art. I listen to the art. I absorb the art, the music, the books, the artwork.
Well, for me as well. I don't know what I would do without people's music and books and stuff.
Man, amen to all this. Josh Ritter tonight at ACL Live at the Moody, and a little more healing. Another song from Josh, another one from Gathering?
Yeah, sure. I'll do this one. I'll do this one called Oh Lord Part 3. It's kind of a tongue twister. I'll give it a shot. Sometimes it's hard to carry this great weight, either bound to burn or to the pearly gates. And I'm as aimless as can be, often nameless though I'm free. Oh Lord, do you have a plan for me? I've been kicked out of Texas, stolen an infamous necklace, became a spiritual master, got rejected by Vassar. A cool head in the game of whatever I'm playing. I'm the favorite of babies, society mavens. Whoa, 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 Lord. Whoa, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? I have marveled at splendors, abandoned the vendors, been kidnapped and ransomed, just a little too handsome. And more than a few times, I've lived without sunshine. And yes, I've wondered, should a life be a lifetime? Whoa, 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 Lord. Whoa, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? I'm dedicated to freedom, the American Legion. Got invited to Paris by a real Parisian. I've been the best and the worstest, composed my own curses. Got my heart broke so bad, they had to call in the nurses. Whoa, Lord, whoa, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? Blooded pretensions. I've been the subject of rumors at the party conventions. My features harmonic, wisdom Solomonic. If there's a board of directors, you can bet that I'm on it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? I'll take my place with the sages. Belong to the ages, get my clothes to the poor, and my love to the ladies. May all of them wish me commander to history. Write books all about how every one of them miss me. Whoa, Lord, whoa, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? And so for now I go aimless, convicted though blameless. At times using nicknames, at times going nameless. Royalty unquestioned, gentlemen of discretion. Y'all sing hallelujah, for here ends the lesson. Whoa, Lord, whoa, Lord. Will you ever, ever have a plan for me? Oh,
yeah. You got through that, Josh. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Oh Lord, Part 3, Josh Ritter. That's a song that you'll find on his new album, Gathering. You'll find Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band tonight at the Moody Theater. Josh, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's so great.
And stick around. We'll do one more song, and then we'll post them all at KETX.org.
Great.
And I want to thank our engineers today, Jake Perlman, assisted by Cliff Hargrove. This is Jody Denberg. You've been listening to Josh Ritter, live from Studio 1A on KUTX.
Oh, my love, you've been crying. Oh, honey, baby, please, we can work it out. I can't survive unless you're next to me. And all my life, before I met you, when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun going down, but the sun was coming up. And all those others that I stayed with, their eyes of polished stone, and all my devils that I made deals with so I wouldn't have to sleep alone. All my life, before I met you, when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was coming up. Ooh, I see your face in the window. I see your face in the reflections of the moon. I feel my old ancient shadows disappear when I am near to you. So take this heart, take this feeling, take my dark and reeling mind, and from these poor words find the meaning far deeper than these clumsy lines. And all my life, before I met you, when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was coming up. I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was